We're learning Shmiras HaLoshen Shaar Tevuna, Perek Tes Zayin. An English edition, page 358, in the paragraph which begins, in all editions, I believe, V'chein k'hai gavna b'chol inyoni ha-dibur. We just finished discussing yesterday the Eitzah, which is a suggestion which the Chavetz Chaim gives us for all aspects of mitzvahs, which is that any time a person finds himself in a situation that he stumbles and he falls prey to the certain Aveira, what he should do is to learn the halachas, learn the topic of that mitzvah. Learn it in depth, ad sheyodoy megas, until he's able to go as far as he can and review it to Chazara again and again, not only in regards to Shmir Saloshin, but in all of the mitzvahs that he might be. Let's say it's a mitzvah of having kavan and benching. Let's say the person is not having, he realizes, I have to have more kavan in my benching. So the Chavetz Chaim would suggest that the person should learn the topic of the importance of benching and what does it mean to have kavan in benching. This is just one example. And then he says, the Chavetz Chaim tells us very encouraging words that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will meiseh yetzahara mimcha, will Hashem, after he works hard on it, based on the Medrash Rabbah and Parshas Nosai, Hashem will take away the yetzahara from him when he deals with, when he works hard in this mitzvah. V'chein k'hai gadna, says the Chavetz Chaim further, b'chol inyon yadibur, with all aspects of speech, Rak machmas roiv ha-herga ledaber devorin nisirim v'shlalitein leiv lahem nechlosh m'oid zeh ha-koyach etzloi. It's because he didn't pay attention to this topic, because he didn't focus on what does it mean to realize there's something called forbidden speech. It became second nature just to talk and say whatever he wants to say. Achein kasha yase kidvareinu hanal. But if he does, as we just mentioned, says the Chavetz Chaim, ubevadai yosim leiv lidvarim, he will focus on the words he says, shiedaber mi eisahi v'holo, that from this point and on, yaschil koyach hargosho hazeh lischazik etzleim atmat, he will be able to yaschil koyach hargosho, to be sensitive, to be aware, to strengthen himself one step at a time, ad shiyamoid al mechoy nekroy, until he's able to stand firm ground on what's right and what's wrong. As we mentioned, how does he know what's right? Because he has to first learn the halachas. I always like to say over the story, a friend of mine, a very sweet, gentle, idle person, he took his permit test to drive a car, and the one question he got wrong in the test was, what do you do at a yellow light? He said, you speed up. And see, so he lives in a neighborhood where I think the norm is that by the yellow light you speed up, and the reason for that is because, well, that's the nature over there, but the limud schus everywhere, that's true, but in certain places the limud schus is that if you get stuck behind that red light, and then there's a one-way street, and then there's the garbage truck and the school bus, and you might know what neighborhood, what town, what state I'm talking about. Begins with an N. We'll end it. We'll just leave it for that. So, the point is, we have to learn the halachas. What are the halachas of Hilchos Lashon Hara? That's what he said the starting point is. Then we come to Neil's question that he mentioned yesterday. Hinei b'derech klal yeida ha'adam, a person should know, shekol zman shloi nizbar loy heitev al pi adin, al eize inyan shedover ze einenu b'chlal loshen hara o yirichilus o mechleikis, yizohar milo omroi. The question was, a person is not sure. Should I say something? Should I not say something? Well, The Chavetz Chaim is telling us this is the same suffik, halachic suffik, what we have with anything else. Let's say a person has food in front of him, and he sees a heksher which he doesn't recognize. He's not sure, is this a reliable heksher, or is this not a reliable heksher? So what does he do? Does he eat the food, or does he not eat the food? So too, if he's not sure, is this topic, does it fall into the category of Lashon Hara, Rechilus, Machlekes? He should be careful not to say it. Even if the Yetzer Hara camouflages this conversation and he tells the person, not only is it pariv, it's mutter, it's a mitzvah. You are encouraged to say what you have to say. Because this person, you have to tell people about, oh, look at the wrong things he's doing. It's a mitzvah, legat noisoi. Whatever the Yetzer Hara will try to persuade the person in whatever way. Af apichein al yishmaloi. Nonetheless, don't listen to him. Ki ba'ifin ze bevada yinotza al kol panim bidin shal maila. Because if a person holds himself back and refrains from speaking these forbidden words, he will definitely merit the proper judgment in Shemayim. Ki afilo im be'emes lo yehoya hadin imoy, v'yishalu l'maylo, medu lo ginisi, ginisa es pleini be'inan pleini pleini. And let's say at the end of the day he was wrong. In other words, really he should have disgraced a certain person. Let's say he should have. Let's say that was the halacha. And in Shemayim, they say to him, why didn't you stand up and disgrace that person? Why didn't you say the wrong thing? Well, the right thing was not nice words, so to say, but you should have said it. This was in the category of a mitzvah. If a person can respond back to the Beis Din. Now, by the way, what we're doing now is we're getting the answers to the question before we take the test. Right? That's always a nice thing when you always get the answers before the test. So the test is going to be in Shemayim after 120 years when Hashem will say to us, why? Maybe Hashem will say to us, why didn't we say something with strong words to this person? So we'll be able to answer back, Yuchel lahashiv, etzli haya safek. By me it was a doubt. I wasn't sure if I was permitted to disgrace this person, to say what I'm being taken task to have said. Therefore, I was in the category of a sheval tasa, of holding myself back, refraining from it. However, if you did disgrace this person, and you started a machloikis with this person, mitam sofik, and you were in doubt, you weren't so sure. Was I allowed to, or was I not allowed to get involved with this machloikis? Shayetzim if ateo sheyesh b'davar zeh mitzvah mitzvah, and the Yetzer Hara tells the person, you know why you should get involved? Because it's a mitzvah. What will he be able to answer in the Beis Din Shemayla when at the end of the day he comes up short and he's wrong? He should never have gotten involved. He can't answer back, well, the reason why I spoke, because there's a doubt. So therefore, I wanted to make sure I clarify the doubt and I speak up. Because since the doubt existed, he should not have spoken. Let's just clarify this case that we're discussing here. A person is not sure. Should he say something to someone? So if he chooses the option A, of not saying anything to the person, when he really should have, and then Shemayim, they say to him, why didn't you say something? At least he can answer, I was in doubt. I wasn't sure really what I should have done. So I stayed in the category of Sheiv Al Tase. I didn't actively go ahead and do something because I wasn't really sure what to do. But if he does respond when he should not have responded, if he does get involved when he should not have got involved, what's going to happen is the person will be taken to task and say, why'd you say something? Because there's a safek, safek d'oraisa is the chumra. We're talking here d'oraisa. To disgrace the person, to get involved with the machlokes, this is d'oraisa. He should not have gotten involved. That's what the Chafetz Chaim is telling us. This is how we should tell ourselves how to deal with the Yetzirah. He tells us now in the footnote, in the gloss over here, Menucha Loimar, according to what we just mentioned, the Zeruk Avonis Akosov, this is what the Pasuk means when it says, Shoymer Piv Ulushoyne, Shoyne Mitzoras Nashoy. One who guards his piv, his mouth, and his tongue, then he's Shoymer Mitzoras Nashoy, he will guard himself, his body, his soul from tzoras, from problems, from difficulties. The lechayra haloi zoicha gam loylam haba avur zeh. Kakosuf, mi yishe chavetz chayim. He asks a question. Does not the person merit oylam haba also? Why are we just mentioning that he's shomer tzoras nafshoi? So he explains the hakavon lechay hanetzach. The intent of this pasuk refers to everlasting reward. But we could also explain according to our explanation we just mentioned, that a person guards himself on a regular basis when he's in doubt. He's misupak. Shema yase bediburai mitzvah. Maybe, am I doing a dvar mitzvah with my words or am I not? He protects himself, he shomer atzmai mitzad shaloi nisbaroloi. Because he wasn't clear. If he's not clear, should I say something? Should I not say something? Don't say it. That's what the pasuk means, the hadin imoi. He'll come out on the right end of the halacha, on the psak din. He will definitely protect himself from Gehenim for not saying something. However, if he does the opposite, it could be after the fact that he desires to enter into Gan Eden, he wants to enter into door number one, Gan Eden. But he enters the door number two, Gehenim. And when he enters the door number two, he says, what's going on? That's not where I wanted to go. Why is it so dark here? Someone turn the lights. And he flips on the switch. Nothing's going on. Nothing's working. And they tell him, that light switch won't turn on for you. It's dark. It's going to stay dark. And he says, well, what did I do to deserve this? So they tell him, you had a suffix. Should you have spoken these words, these harsh words, or should you have not? And the answer is, suffix, deraisa, l'chumra. You should not have said what you said. If you had a doubt, why'd you say it? You should not have said it. V'hinei continues now and concludes the Chafetz Chaim. This perek, as well as a topic which he began prakim earlier. We have now just explained, says the Chafetz Chaim, the simen, the acronym of Kol Gehenim. The Chaf, the Lamed, the Gimel, the Yod, the Hey, the Nun, the Mem. What they all stand for. Different aspects of how the Yetzirah tries to persuade the person to speak lashon hara. V'heim heinyanim haroim asher al yedeihen rogil ha'odam lishtareish be'isur lashon hara. These are the inyanim haroim, the bad ways, the bad mindsets, the bad midos, attributes that a person has that cause him, encourage him to speak lashon hara. Where the person ingrains in himself this iser of speaking lashon hara. Therefore, a person who wants to cure himself from this machala, from this sickness, shehurgo ba mizman gadol, that he was so accustomed to for such a long time, tchilas hakol yivdak b'nasha, he should first check into himself, eiz mida ra garmaloize, which is this mida ra, which one of these kol gehenim was the source for him speaking this lashon hara, vishar shena miitay, and uproot it. Literally, like when you have the roots of a tree, or the roots of any vegetation, when you want to stop sprouting, you can't just cut it off after the surface, after it comes off the surface. You have to go into the roots and uproot it. And they won't come back. Yishra Shena Mi'itai, uprooted from himself. V'achakach Yaschil L'Rapai, says Nafshay, afterwards he will cure himself. Ma'at, ma'at, behergel hamidas ha'tayvais, slowly, a little at a time, with positive attributes, with positive midas toivos, asher zachanu in yonam b'prakim akoidmin, as you have mentioned earlier in the previous prakim. Tomorrow, mitzvah Hashem, we will continue in Perek Yud Zayin. Bo yevoyer shem hamanish chaveiroi lo yinaka im gamhu einoi nakim oven zeh. Tomorrow we'll begin the topic that if a person punishes his friend, and we'll explain what that means tomorrow, it means Hashem, and then it turns out that he himself is guilty of the same crime that he was the source of his friend to be punished with, then he will be viewed as a guilty party as well, even though originally he was innocent. Have a nice day.